Welcome to the Hype Podcast. This is Terry Degani, and we are talking all things sport and innovation. And I've got a very special guest on the show today. We're introducing one of our newest members of the world's top 50 most innovative sports startups. The company is called Scorum, and I've got the head of marketing, Dennis, with me. Welcome, Dennis.
Hey, everyone. Hey, Terry. Nice to hear you.
Likewise, Dennis. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Look, a lot to get through. I thought I'd start by congratulating yourself and the team on this huge achievement, you know, being recognized
thank you. You know,
on the global scale as one of the most up-and-coming startups for the next, I guess, the next wave of in the sporting industry.
I hope so. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about, I guess, the process as to, you know, how. Let's go back. Let's go back to the story of Scorum and, you know, where you were, let's say, you know, 12 months ago and how we got to where we are now.
Right. So 12 months ago, four founders met together and have a chat with each other, and they say, like, oh, you know, right now, sports content creators, they have a huge pain. So they don't know how to monetize their content creation. And like some of them do their sports posts in socials, or they do it in blogging platforms, or they do some podcasts, you know, like, or they do some videos. And you know, it's really hard to get money from it because right now huge teams like ESPN, Eurosport, and other huge companies, they just do it by themselves, and they don't pay it for regular fans and bloggers and, you know, even sport journalists. And that's why they decided maybe we should somehow change that. Maybe we can create some kind of a platform that will solve it. And that's how they created the sports media platform on the blockchain that is called Scorum. And right now, Scorum is officially launched. We launched 2 weeks ago with five different languages for the blogging platform. It's English, Chinese, Korean, Spanish, and Russian. And right now, more than 500 people already doing their blogs, and they get rewards. Yeah, they get rewards for three different things. The first one is making posts. So whenever you do a post, if it's a podcast or it's some text or you just do some photos, you are rewarded for everything. The second thing is when you do comments. So whenever you do comments, whenever you write your opinion, share it with people, you also get rewards for that. And the third thing is also upvotes. So on Scorum, we don't have likes, but we have upvotes. And everything is connected to the blockchain. It's made on the Graphene framework. And we have our own coin that right now, there are two types actually of coins. The first one you use to vote and to comment, it's called Scorum Power. So it's internal cryptocurrency for the platform. And second one, we also have Scorum coins. So this is a real liquid token that right now ready to decentralized exchanges. And you can sell and buy for, you know, real cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Ethereum, you know, or like others. And you can change them right in seconds, so everything is clear, and you know, like you can really use it for free and you can earn on it. And already, as I told you, many people are doing their job, they're writing their posts, you know, making their content, and they're pretty happy, as I know.
Absolutely. No, look, it's a fascinating concept, I guess, especially for, you know, obviously people out there. I mean, it's very interesting because you're talking about sport, which is a theme or an interest of billions of people. And now we're looking at this new wave of blockchain technology, which I must admit myself, I'm not a total expert on. I have a general idea of what's happening, but the ability to be engaged in the sporting conversation combined with learning about this new technology that's, you know, definitely going to impact the world as time goes on is a very fascinating concept. It's the one thing I find interesting about the platform is it almost seems as though you guys are doing so much so early. Obviously, there's a few different elements to this. You've got, you know, there's the blogging and the content, producing. Then you've got you've got a fantasy sports platform, and on top of that, you've got a commission-free betting exchange.
Yeah,
I'm just fascinated, and I guess I want to hear a little bit about your insight as to what it's like on the inside of Scorum to get all of this together. I'm sure it comes with a lot of hard work.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right, Terry. And you know, we cannot achieve all those huge services. You know, like you've mentioned, fantasy sports is already live, and betting exchange right now is in beta. The same as Stat Center, Advanced Stat Center, it's also in beta, and we hope to launch it till the end of the year. And that can be achieved without an amazing team, because you know, like every time when you do something, you need a team, you need experienced and really professionals who know exactly where it's going. And that's why we attracted the best people from Europe, from the US, that help us with that. So we really have experienced guys with who knows fantasy sports, the platforms, who do it by themselves, that are playing the tournaments, they really like it, and you know, they're real fans of it. And also we have amazing team of design, so they're really experienced. They're like working for 6 to 7 years already, and they work with huge companies, like Google, like Amazon, and that's amazing, because like when I see how hard they work, three of them together, that's like a real team. So they, you know, it's a small team inside of the team, so that's really amazing. Also, that can be real with all the blockchain and front end and back end developers. And right now, it's like almost half of the team already are developers, really talented experts, really talented engineers. I'm really proud of what they're doing, because you know, they're creating absolutely new blockchain, and they're doing what nobody did before. And I'm really, you know, proud of it, because like, yeah, those guys, they are really heroes. That's what I think. Yeah, and also like, you know, like not only designers and developers are the guys, also our sports analyst department, those guys who generate the content that help writers to write really good comments, that also my department, marketing, we're communicating all the time with ambassadors, huge sports athletes that right now are beginning to write their blogs, like Timofey Mozgov, you know, the NBA champion. And you know, like that's really cool, because they're trying to be inside of that hype, right? Inside of that hype wave, because like right now, you know, blockchain is really new and nobody knows how it works, but those guys, they begin to write their blogs, and already we see amazing engagement of their audience from all around the world, because, you know, like the blockchain and the industry, it helps you to connect thousands of people from all around the world, because like you're controlled by a system. And that system is not controlled by anybody. So like you have some rules, and you have no providers between you. So you just can pay to anyone. You can do whatever you want, and everything is clear. So you can see you can make a post, and then nobody can, you know, like anyone can delete it. And that's the blockchain. That's honestly, that's the problem we have. Like people begin to write some posts that we would like not to show, but we cannot do anything with that. You know, we just can hide it from UI, but on the blockchain, you know, you can find everything there. So that's, you know, that's the other side of the blockchain industry.
You know, it's a fascinating point you bring up, and I'm glad you did. One thing I've noticed since I first registered on the platform is, like you said, there are some articles there that are either, you know, there's the conversation can sometimes center around writers who are taking shortcuts and maybe copying and pasting articles from somewhere else. But I think the reality of that is that the beauty of what we've got here is if you know, we have the power as the voters to just simply either vote for an article, upvote for an article or not. So in the end, once we get more writers who are actually producing more content, you'll find that the better articles and the people who put in more work actually do get rewarded.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the idea, you know, for such guys who were steal the content, we have a special function. It's called red flag. So you can click on the red flag and our team will understand that, yeah, something is wrong with the content because, you know, we cannot control what people are posting, what kind of content and where did they get it. And that's why we have such features that help us to control it somehow. You know, but if you want to write some content, yeah, you're free to do it. So that's the idea.
Yeah. And just on, you mentioned before about, there's obviously, there's a distinction here between the Scorum power and the Scorum coin.
Right.
And how you can interchange them. What's worth more? Tell me a little bit. Let's see. I mean, because, I mean, I guess it might sound like a silly question, but I think a few people have a query and we're still trying to get our heads around this. For me, I find obviously, you know, posting content, commenting, upvoting, and all of a sudden my Scorum power is coming up. I don't have Scorum coins at the moment, but what is the worth of these and how can I know that?
Well, you know, you should not be afraid of, first of all, because it's fine. So right now you cannot convert SP scoring power to scoring coins because it is connected to the internal advertising system that's gonna be launched next month already. So and that's why we just frozen it, you know, just for many people who just bought SCRs, that's the scoring coins, how we call them, SCRs during the crowd sale. And we were afraid of, like, they will go to will change SCRs to SP and then back. And that can influence our economical model. So that's why we decided just to freeze that kind of change. But, you know, next month, you know, you can change it easily. But again, you have a rule, like, you change it back from SP to SCR, but with the same parts during 12 months. So you cannot change the whole sum, like you are the biggest influence, and then you say, okay, I want to get out, and sorry, I'm gonna change SP to SOS of 100% and just leave in one day, and just imagine how can that influence on the whole society when people already have roles, they're already doing some activity, and then one guy just said, sorry, I'm out. With a huge power and that's it. So, you know, that's a really tough question. And that's what guys did, I mean, founders, what they did during the preparation work before the crowd sale, because they have really created a unique economy model where everybody have pluses, you know, like you, if you want to really know more about it, you can go actually on our official website. It's scorumcoins.com and you can download white paper there. And it's 45 pages of rules and different models. So you can easily write in details what I'm talking about right now. But so briefly, it's like when you go and it's like two ways. Like, so we were selling SCRs during the crowd sale, and that is, you know, the parts of the company when people can influence on the project. So the more you have, the more we listen to you and the more you influence on the project like an investor. So and this is like 4,000 people, like it's like 3,995 people, if to be clear. So those guys, they invested their money and changed them into SCRs, and that's why we have relations with them and the influence on how we're moving. We're asking them questions where we should go, what kind of changes they want, and what kind of strategy they need, you know, like all this stuff. And on the other hand, we have a group of people who are right now becoming influencers on the platform. And they have that Scorum power that is helping you to, you know, to influence on different sides of the platform more and more. Like, for example, if you have more than 1,000 SP you can give the whole amount of that power to your favorite writer, or you can give just a part of it, you know, like 100 or 150. And as I mentioned before, both of you will get rewards for it. So yep. that's the system.
Yep. No, it makes a whole lot of sense to me. And it made a lot more sense to me for two reasons. On the one hand, you mentioned the white paper, and I do urge anyone who is using the site to actually read through it. It sounds, I mean, when you look at it and you see 45 pages, you get it a little bit daunted, but it's actually a really good, clean read. It's explained very well. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is just using. Write a post, make a comment, use the upvote. You learn a lot just from doing. And that's for me especially, that's what I've done. And when you read, you know, the FAQs over and over, it's a bit more sense as you keep going.
Right. Did you like, Terry, how you making posts?
Pardon?
Yeah. Did you like making posts? Did you like it? I mean, you personally, I know that you already started making posts on Squirm, so I really want to know your opinion about it.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely love it. I'll be honest, Dennis, and obviously to everyone listening, when we first came into contact and, you know, you told me about the company, I'd obviously never heard of it, but it immediately resonated with me for a few reasons. One, because I myself am a sports, I have my own podcast and I blog as well. So it made sense for me. And then also the ability to connect that with a new technology that is impacting the world that I want to learn about. It just, something about it just seemed to click for me. And then also, you know, obviously, you know, meeting you and speaking with you and understanding you and the people behind the company. You guys are obviously working very hard. You're good people.
Thank you.
That was my first impression. And then obviously when I actually got the chance to use the platform, it's been great. I mean, there's been a good reaction to my posts. Obviously, I come from Australia, so I talk a lot about Australian sport. Now, that doesn't really resonate with most of the people on the platform yet, but that's fine because slowly but surely, you know, it'll become a little bit more popular.
Absolutely.
I think for me, the beauty of what you've got here is there's a platform here which is obviously in its early stage. There's a few things that obviously need to be upgraded, and I'm sure that they will in time. But even with those things that aren't perfect yet, it's still a very user-friendly platform.
Thank you.
And that's what I found. Obviously, there's things, you know, like notifications when you get comments and upvotes, so you can, you know, engage in those conversations. You know, the layout of your profile, having it in descending order, things like that. But that doesn't worry me too much because those are things that'll come with time. But the fact that you get me personally, the fact that I get the opportunity to have my platform now, I basically have a mini website where I can put my content out there and it's there for good. And you know, people have an opportunity to engage with me is fantastic. And it just looks like it's very early stage. So, I mean, how many users have we got now so far? On the blogging platform, I mean.
As I told you, approximately 500 people.
Beautiful.
And that's including all languages. And right now, the traffic of the platform is going from 5,000 to 8,000 people per day. That's what we have so far.
Yeah, and these are great numbers early on. I guess the next question is, now let's talk a little bit about the Top 50, you know, program. What is it about the Top 50 program that, you know, you guys at Scorum are looking to, you know, make the most of? You know, we've obviously been doing this for a while now and at Hype.
Right.
And we obviously looked at you as a very eligible company for what we wanted for our Top 50 program. But what's the Top 50 program going to do for Scorum?
Oh, you know, first of all, I want to mention that we are from Europe, and especially from Eastern Europe. We're from Belarus project, and the whole team is from Belarus. And that's why, you know, when we were doing the crowd sale, we understood that, you know, the CIS region, so Russian-speaking region, is just 6% of the whole audience we have. And that was a shock for us because we were kind of like, oh, you know, like, okay, 80% of our neighbors will be our clients. That's fine. But then we understand it's not. And like, you know, 60% went from the US, then 40% came from Asia, and, you know, like, and just small amount of from CIS. And, you know, for us, it was like a shock. And that's why we understood that, yeah, we should something really do with international PR and marketing. And, you know, honestly, I was searching by myself on different programs in the internet, and I was sitting on, I don't remember, it was appsuccessithink.com website, and I just found your program there. And I just wrote to you, say, oh, guys, that's amazing. You have an amazing program. We would like to apply. What should I do with that? And, you know, we just start chatting, and when you send me your website, and I saw that you have exactly what we need, because you have access to first sports brands, that those guys who can be our sponsors, who we can collaborate with during some you know, marketing activities, and so on and so forth. The second thing is you have access to clubs, sport clubs, in all types of sports, because right now we have approximately 80 types of sports on our blogging platform. Starting from football to rugby to e-sport and poker. So, like, any kind of activity you'd like to write about, you're free to do it. And the third thing is, of course, athletes. So, professional athletes that can be our ambassadors. So, as I mentioned before, we already have Timofey Mozgov. We already have Sidorova. She's from the curling team, and she's from the World Cup champion, runner-up. Also, we have Alexander Klepp. He's a football player from Belarus, but he won Champions League in football club Barcelona. So, you know, like, and five other really respectful athletes. And you know, we understand that that is a huge source of a very good collaboration, because, you know, we provide for them the platform where they can communicate to their fans and where they can.
Hey, Dennis. Sorry, we had a few technical issues there. But,
it's fine.
You're back. Yes. Just wanted to wrap it up. Obviously, yeah. You were just talking about, you know, the top 50 program,
right,
and having access to the brands around the world, and I guess from our end, the thing that we saw with Scorum was, as I said before, there's a new technology here that we're working with. There's a new reward system for content producers who don't probably get the recognition that they do, especially those that put in the good effort.
Right.
And so we're really looking forward to the next 12 months and beyond with you.
Thank you.
I wanted to. it's going to be a great year, and obviously for this podcast will be available on the Scorum platform as well. So
cool.
I would encourage listeners and everybody to get around, and you know, if there's any questions that you have for Dennis or the team, and definitely leave a comment below. Dennis, if you have any final comments to make to all the community there.
Oh, I'll be happy to join your post, upvote it, comment it. So if you want to ask us something, really, really open to any kind of questions. So, and by the way, we are today at Prodicon. So if anyone is familiar with that, so you can help us, because right now we're already product of the day, and any support will be really great for us. So
Thank you. On that, I noticed that you've already got 312. Last time I checked, it was 312 upvotes. So that's for day one.
Yeah, that, and honestly, we just started, because, you know, the guys from the US, you just wake up. So that we were just doing it for among our friends, our colleagues, you know, about, you know, like those guys who already have their day and they have Thursday. so that's what they're doing. Yeah, and you know, we just on the first place. So this is really exciting for me, because, you know, we forgot to say, like, the blogging platform was just launched 2 weeks ago. So that's why we have such traction we have right now. But we are growing really fast, and I'm really excited where we'll be in a month or two. That's really amazing.
Absolutely. Well, Dennis, you've been a pleasure. Thank you so much for all
your time. Thank you too. Thank you too, Terry.
And we'll certainly be in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you all. Goodbye, guys. Bye-bye.